This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
This Monday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News live in location at the Riverside YMCA, formerly known as the Yates YMCA, but now the Winston Family YMCA since 2016. It feels like it was just a couple of years ago that they cut the ribbon here at the brand new Y, and it still feels brand new, doesn't it?
It feels and smells, dare I say, smells pretty new.
Yeah, it's not like a stinky old sweaty gym or anything like that.
I used to love when my children would go to gymnastics class, but the smell that would hit you when you walked into the gym was just horrible. This smells like a new building.
Yeah.
It really smells like a new building.
It's... And the moment you walk through the door, you're hit with the smell of juice, smoothies, and bites with the Eat Well, Be Well, and Bliss Fuel that is here as well. So
I recommend the brownies.
Yeah?
Yes.
So we're at the YMCA and you had a brownie this morning?
I know, whatever.
They're healthy.
They're healthy?
Yeah,
me.
They're gluten-free.
It was really delicious. I think they had like a banana bread vegan version, but that's not the one
I had.
It's
harder when they're actually baking them in-house. Smell them.
Oh, that sounds good and smells good. And I can feel it. It feels good. Rachel Mills and Mallory Duncan with the YMCA are here with us. And by the way, if you wondered who that other voice was right there, that was Rachel. And Mallory is with us. And we're talking about the holiday giving tree, which I think is so cool that you've got a way to tie in the holidays. So, Mallory, tell me a little bit, what is the holiday giving tree all about?
So the holiday giving tree is something that we do every year here at the First Coast YMCA. It's just to give back to our community. The holiday giving tree is to help families in our community that may not be able to afford to give their kids a Christmas, the joy of Christmas and gifts. So we thrive on helping the community here at the YMCA. So is that it
right there?
Yeah, it is.
So what's on it?
So we have tags on the tree, and on the tags, it lists the children and their ages and some of the stuff that they asked on their wish list. So you can come in and pick a tag off the tree. You take it to the front desk and register it, and then you go shopping for the kiddo, and you bring the gifts back in, and we make sure that all the kids get the joy of Christmas.
Oh, man. Are you a part of the giving of the gifts, and what does that give you?
Yes, absolutely. So it just brings me so much joy to be able to see the families come out and pick up the gifts, and it's just such a wonderful impact for our community. And just to see that these kids are going to have the joy of Christmas that may not have been able to.
Well, and for all of us who are transplants, this is your home. You were born here.
Yeah.
This is your. What does it mean to you to see that the community comes together to help those who may not have the means that we all have, where we don't have to, we can stop at Starbucks in the morning or we can eat at the Bliss Fuel and drop $20, no problem, that you know that people in the community are helping others who are less fortunate in this community that you call home? What does it mean to you?
Oh, it just means so much to me, and I love being able to be a part of it. It brings me so much joy, and then to see my kids, you know, want to help as well. They like to pick a child off the tree as well.
How old are your kids?
I have an 8-year-old and a 15-year-old.
Wait, a 15-year-old wants to help other kids?
Yes.
How do we teach that to all teenagers?
You are a good mom.
You are a great mom. That's awesome. That is so cool. How many families will be helped out just by this tree?
So we have 383 on our tree this year. So we have a lot. That's just Winston. Yeah.
And every other Y has a tree?
They all have, yes. All of our First Coast YMCAs have a tree within their branch.
Wow.
That's incredibly.
Yes. Yeah, trying to make a big impact on the community.
I want to say it's incredible that you guys do that, but it's incredible. Sad that there are that many children in just this area.
It is. But the joy of knowing that we're able to impact them and give them the joy of Christmas is amazing.
What sort of gift ideas are on the tickets? Like, can you give us a sense?
Yeah, so books and arts and crafts and stuff like that, toy, clothing. A lot of the kids asked for bikes and tablets this year. They asked for arts and crafts and science projects and different books and stuff like that.
And do you have to be a Y member in order to do it?
You do not have to be a Y member. Okay. So you can either call our branch or come on in to any of our First Coast branches, and they'll have more information on how you can donate.
What a great idea, because, you know, for years the Salvation Army has done the Angel Tree, and we're a big supporter of that, both in our building and then also through our affiliation with Mike Burrish, our chief meteorologist at Action News Jax. But so many other great organizations are doing this kind of a thing, and it's not a competition. It just is about serving a need in the community, yeah. Right, Rachel?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. 100%. We're all here to support one another. I'm happy that we're able to do something like this. But you guys have some tags in front of you right now.
Right. So I wanted to show the kind of things that people are asking for. So this is a male who's 5 years old who wears size 8 pants, 8 shirt, and a size 1 shoe. His favorite color is blue, and he's into Sonic, the character.
Oh, boy. Sounds like my son.
And he's looking for shirts, pants, and a hoodie. He also likes slime, art supplies, and paints, and of course, he's a huge fan of Legos. So these aren't like crazy items, shirts, pants, and a hoodie. That's what these kids are asking for.
They need it.
They need it.
It's not a want. I mean, I'm sure there's a want here. For example, mine is an 8-year-old girl, six-year-old girl who loves Disney Princess books, but wants slime, coloring books, Disney dolls. I mean, but there are needs as well, pants, shirts, and sweaters, especially this time of the year. So you try to fulfill the want, but also the need.
Right. Yeah, so we ask that, you know, they try and grab some clothing items, art, a book, and a toy.
So do people come to the tree? How does this work? They come to the tree?
Yes, ma'am. They come into the branch. They go to the holiday giving tree, and they can pick whichever, like, age group or gender that they would like to shop for. It shows them the list of some of the things that the kiddos are asking for, so it's easier to shop for them. And then they can shop, have fun, and then bring the gifts back in to us here at the Y.
What if someone takes something and then doesn't bring a gift back? Do you guys take care of
that? The YMCA does make sure that every child on our wish list gets presents, whether the members or the community donates or not. The YMCA makes sure it happens.
Yeah. So
even if
track.
That's Mallory and I going to Walmart and Target the next day and filling up at least 2 or 3 carts. But we get monetary donations as well, and we're able to take that monetary donation and go shopping. It's actually one of my favorite times of year.
Anyone who's unable to go shopping, they can also donate. Just, you know, if they're not able to shop, they can still donate the money. They can use the QR code. They can come into the branch and donate as well.
Well, I'm adopting the 6-year-old girl.
We've just adopted, yes. I'll
okay. So we'll be bringing him back in after we do a little shopping later on this week. Does that sound good?
Thank you. That's awesome.
Thank you guys so much. Mallory Duncan, first time on the radio. You done good, kiddo. Well done.
Thank you.
And you've been raising 2 great kids as well.
Thank you.
And Rachel Mills, thank you all so much. Happy holidays to you. And if you want to learn more about this awesome program, stop into the Riverside YMCA, give them a call, or just head to their website, and you can learn more and maybe adopt a whole family, perhaps, this season of giving. WOKV News Time, 8:59.